And I'm going to put everybody on hold while I click over.
Okay.
Oh, what's that about?
Well.
Wow. Somebody just texted me.
Wow.
What I was expecting.
Wow. That's interesting because I'm hearing so much about death these days.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait till Teresa comes on before we start talking about that. Teresa is on the session. Oh, yeah, you should invite her to the session. So, for those of you who are new on the call, we generally give everybody maybe 10 minutes to get on the call so that we, before we actually start down the, you know, start getting involved in the meat of it, which I find ironic. I use the word meat since I'm a vegetarian, but.
We get the gist of it.
Exactly. The main course. So we usually wait. We give people time to get on because even though we say we start at 8, it usually takes people. They trickle in, and in about 8:10 we begin.
Yeah.
And anybody that wants to voice their intentions, even if you sent them in, you're welcome to. It's often considered more powerful to give voice because there's a frequency to your voice and an empowerment that kind of says, I'm claiming this for myself. So if you want to, you're welcome to. If you don't worry about it. It's still going to be included.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Okay, go for it.
My intention is to live the most abundant, loving, oh, gosh, it just went completely out of my mind.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, my gosh.
That's fascinating.
What's that?
It just went out of her mind. That's kind of funny.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, that's okay. So I guess that's what it's meant to be, abundant, loving life.
Hey, that's plenty.
That's plenty. It is.
Become the truth.
Well, I'll say I want, or I desire, to be able to consciously understand heart and soul communication.
Ah, that's you, Susan, right? Was that you, Susan?
Yes, that was me, Susan.
Nice. Soto and Joey will help with that.
Yes, that's how they communicate with me, and I would like to be able to understand more of it.
Yeah, it's interesting because they both are very, very powerful, and I think Soto can speak your language, so, mm-hmm. So he tends to be heard a little more.
Yes, it's a little easier for me to get.
When Joey says, she'll get it soon.
Yay!
I'd like to state an intention.
Go ahead.
And I'd like to have an opening within me. I've been talking a lot about, you know, a new opening or a new door in my life for to serve and to work. But I want to have something open in me today. I want to open to more love. I want to just open. I want it to be open.
Okay.
And I'd like to, and who was that speaking just now?
Christine.
Christine, this is Teresa.
And, hey.
I think that's a beautiful request. And
Teresa, can you turn up your volume, please, darling?
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great. So I think that is actually a very beautiful request. And would you be open to me inviting something a little more with it?
Yes.
So when we open ourselves up, it is just as in seeking any request, the more specific that we can be about what we want to open ourselves up to is makes it more powerful. So when we leave it, open ourselves up, we kind of leave it open to the resonance of what's happening internally within us.
Thank you,
Teresa. When we speak a certain request, like, I want to open up to more love, and that was what you said. But is there more about that? Is it, you know, I want to open up to more vitality and more vibrancy? Do I want to open up to more connection, more belonging, more being true to who I really am, more of recognizing how powerful I am, more of really stepping into not only sensing and feeling my mission, but fulfilling it. Opening up to more acknowledgement, opening up to more freedom.
Yeah.
Opening up to more, you know, I'm just saying things here because, you know, we could open ourselves up to you know, more pain.
Yes,
it's like saying, I want more money. You know, here's a quarter. Does that satisfy your need?
Right.
And so I'm sharing this, Christine, because what you're asking is such an important and powerful request, and it's one that I think resonates deeply within all of us. And being really clear in that will allow that to come to greater fruition to you in a more fulfilling and deeply intimate way.
Yes. Thank you.
And with that said, Teresa, I'm going to read my intention. This is Norman.
Wait, before you do that, I want to say again, thank you, Teresa, because Christine, when you first said, I'd like an opening inside of me, I actually saw an eruption or, you know, like an abscess. And it was like, ooh, that's like an opened wound showed up.
Mm.
So it was opening up. It was answering your request, but I saw the opening of the wound. So thank you very much for clarifying that.
Yeah, thank you, Teresa. Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome, Christine.
You're welcome.
So with that said, I'm going to say my intention. It says, I am releasing the fear of making the wrong choices, claiming my own authority and the ability and the right to choose. I'm allowed to make mistakes, which is okay. It allows me to learn from them and choose differently with the lesson learned. That is my intention, all right?
Nice.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful moment.
Yes, very beautiful.
Yeah.
This is Rowena again. So I have an intention, and I'm very much the wording, I think, from Christine was lovely.
Yes.
So I would like to open myself up to be more connected with all people that I come into contact with, whether I know them or don't know them. And then really also very much so to attracting some body talk clients because it's being very quiet at the moment. And I have been traveling quite a bit, and I think that has not helped because my train of somehow it's broken, maybe perhaps a resonance that I've had to keep sort of, you know, taking away my focus because of changing my routine and rhythm. But that's my intention.
Okay. Can you... I feel like there's something, some more clarity comes in there.
I think so, too. I'm sensing that as well.
Yeah, because I kind of lost you. It was like as you were stating your intention, it just kind of went through me like a trail of steam.
Right.
To me shows me, okay, she needs some more clarity because it's like, it's too elusive, too ethereal to kind of, to come in.
And I think I got the sense of it, and I'd be happy to help you with that. And I also think it'd be really great to hear if there's something more you'd like to say about that as well.
Yeah, me too. First.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, there's a big feeling about being connected with, it's been like a very big issue for a long, long time, and I know it sort of probably is more about, it's all about me and being, how I'm integrating in myself, and I'm still working on that. So it's a tendency always to be a little bit not proactive enough, perhaps, to really push myself forward. Because once I do feel like a resonance with people, then it's fine, but I'm not very proactive in perhaps starting that. And so I have a feeling of always of not being connected. I don't go straight in. I don't know if I'm explaining myself well. So I don't go straight into an environment or feel even where I am that there aren't strong sort of bonds pulling, and then they can be made, but I don't know how to describe it better.
Are you saying you want to be more connected to clients who are you're working with?
No, I'm thinking that because at the moment I actually really have not got any clients at all. I had a few people, and now everything has become very, very quiet. It's like it's a double-pronged. It's a double-pronged sort of intention, I think. Perhaps of because of me maybe sort of feeling that that there's not the feeling that it's difficult to be connected is possibly because I'm not attracting clients. I don't really know, but I'm just trying to think a little bit about changing the situation.
Can I ask you, is this Rowena?
Yes.
Can I ask you to just stop and pause and take a breath, my dear, first? Just breathe into that. And imagine everything you just said just dropping down into your heart space. And while you're there, I'm just going to say two key phrases that popped out while you were speaking. One was integrating in myself, and one was difficult to be connected. So just breathe into that. Thank you. And then just tell me what comes in that.
Sorry, tell you what?
How that feels. Tell me how that feels.
It feels good. It feels really good, and that's what it sort of is all about. It's those that I suppose the mirror. It's the mirror image of you know, feeling fully, being able to feel fully integrated. Then would allow the connections to be made, and so. I guess it's integration is the key word.
Beautiful.
And this goes to everybody. We're still in Mercury retrograde, mm-hmm. So communication, the ruler, the Mercury is the ruler of communication. And so at this point, it's always a good time to listen twice. Or listen twice before you speak once, number one. And number two is, if you are in the moment of integrating into yourself and are having difficulty to connect it, then make sure that you are looking within yourself first, because this is the time where you, the best time when Mercury is in retrograde, to look inside, contemplate, work things out, and then when it's over in about another 3 weeks.
No, it's a week.
When Mercury is over in about another two to three weeks, isn't it? You sure?
Yeah, it's two, like the 10th of November.
10th, yeah.
Whenever it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's time to move into, move forward, express what you found, express how you work things out, so you can then move forward without, like, right now it's not a good time to start something new. Give it another week before you start moving. So when you do the integration, then 10 days go. Somebody's yawning.
Right. It's actually a good time for things to be quiet, because Mercury in retrograde, especially since it's been in so for so long, it's a good time to actually do that release work and that cleansing work, and that so that you can jump into a fresh start.
Yeah.
Good. That sounds great.
Does that make sense, Rowena? Are you okay with what we just did?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Good.
Really great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's me yawning.
Hey, that's okay.
Yawning is good. It's the body breathing and opening up space for not just transformation, but transmutation.
Yes.
Yay.
And when I used to teach my classes, most of my shifts would occur while I was yawning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody else? Should we leave it unmuted while we begin, or should I mute?
Mute.
Okay, before I mute, I'm going to actually state my own intentions. I don't always do this, but I'm going to. And it kind of, I think, fits with what everybody was saying, because what I'm doing is I've been doing a lot of release work all my life, basically, and with body talk. And this is another thing for all you body talkers and all you energy workers out there. One of the things that I've recently realized is that, recently over the past several years, is that many of us, how many of you out there, like, just want it all done now, and you want to release it all now, release all the pains of the past, you want to be able to step into your future right now. Yeah, sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. So how many of you have had a lot of crisis or trauma and struggle in your past?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
that's why we're drawn to this work.
Exactly. And so what I've learned the hard way is that trying to, like, rip the Band-Aid off before the scab is actually healed is, like, gushing everywhere. So in other words, every time we try to jump through steps, jump through hoops, and not do the necessary integration work of going within, we actually put ourselves into trauma and shock and crisis again. So we're continually going through this cycle of, okay, ouch, okay, ouch, okay, ouch. And so maybe now we want to just kind of calm down and breathe and do some self-integration and just gather our resources so that we have the ability to follow through.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, this is what my intentions are. To claim full authority of my own life and inner and outer resources, to claim my divine right to prosper easily and gracefully, to follow through with creative projects, again, easily and gracefully, to be willing and able to receive support and allow others to build a platform for my success and abilities in this material world. And in releasing my attachment to playing small, staying hidden, I claim my right to shine, to be healthy, vital, joyful, wealthy, and wise in all areas of my life.
Oh, beautiful.
Sounds good.
So,
awesome. Yeah, I'll piggyback on that one.
Yay.
That would be a great one to put on the page, Debbie.
I will.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to add, here in on this new moon, November 3rd, 2013, because it's like stating a contract like we used to do in old-time body talk. So, does that feel like a good intention for all of us, too?
Oh, yep.
That's lovely. Absolutely.
Just yes. The fear of signing that contract.
Yes. Fear of signing the contract?
You just stated the contract, but if you have signed that contract, you know.
Okay, thank
feels
you.
Feels different.
I'm going to sign it right now. It's funny as you say that, Andy, because I'm shaking.
Yeah. I'm feeling the fear as you're saying it. It's like, that all sounds great, but, you know, do you mean it? You know, I mean.
I was feeling that, too. And that's why I said even posting that on the page.
Well, I think that's beautiful.
Creates a publicity for just calling it out more loudly to the universe even.
And I'm signing it in both my names, my birth given name and the name I just go by, which is Debbie versus Deborah.
Me too.
Yeah, that's beautiful, and I will post that so everybody can actually print it and put it on their wall and sign it and date it themselves.
Yay. Yeah, that's great.
Nice. Yeah, that'll be awesome because then we can check in the next new moon and see what new juices have flown.
Sign my name on that, too.
You have to sign your name.
What's that?
I said, I can't sign your name. You have to sign your name.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, here's a good practice. We can all do this now in the air. Everybody sign their name and date it.
Okay.
Funny, I just did.
No, I can't do it.
Awesome.
Really?
I can't figure out how to sign my name in the air. I'm going to have to do it on the paper.
Wow, we'll do that.
Okay.
Nice.
There was the fear again.
Yeah, so thank you for pointing that out because I'm like, I can't believe how much I started shaking with that.
Wow.
Okay. So is it time to mute?
You're ready to mute me, huh?
All right, we can leave it open.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you can also mute it, Debbie, and then they can press *6 to unmute themselves, *6 to mute back.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to mute everybody, and if you want to be unmuted, then hit *6, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Beautiful. Bye. That's funny. Don't go anywhere. Okay. Unmute yourselves, please. That includes you, Teresa, and Andy.
Okay. I'm unmuted.
Yay. Nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of releasing fear. It's probably my own stuff, so I'm not sure how much of it's mine and how much of it is the group.
Well,
but
obviously, we all have some of it because otherwise it wouldn't have caused me to tremble so much. Like, I couldn't even barely hold the pen. Fascinating. Okay, whew. I'm so glad you guys are on this call. I don't know why, but this call just, like, they all have felt like they've built on one another, but this one just feels like it's just going to go really deep, which fits.
Well, I'm in the middle of a kitchen remodel, or almost done with the kitchen remodel, so then I just crawled out from under my house for the second time today in the crawl space, and I looked up and I was like, 5:00, I'm like, ooh, I can try to jump in. So.
Nice, I'm really glad you did.
Me too.
And Teresa, thank you.
Good integration time.
Yeah, very good integration time. Okay. So.
So there's this fear that is coming up to begin with. And there's these desires that we keep saying that we want. And the thing that is up around the fear is that to truly allow ourselves to be open and resonate the frequencies of that which we desire means dying to the old ways.
Yes.
It means really allowing for that which we have then to appear to die. And what I mean by appear to die is that in that transmutation process, there are those pieces of us that have to be shed, and it feels like we're dying.
Yes.
When we're shedding that. And in that process, it's absolutely essential that we allow ourselves to be able to feel that, to release that, to let it go and allow for that so that we can move into what and really step fully into who we are becoming. And oftentimes our own fear of the shedding process, even though we deeply, 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 deeply desire it, our own fear of allowing that to happen and really letting it happen. I say allow because when we allow it, then it is graceful and with ease.
Yes.
It's when we're fighting it, kicking and screaming, that we don't recognize the beauty of what's unfolding and the letting go. And we continue to recreate that trauma, just like Debbie was saying. It's that integration. And because we're not allowing for the integration until we recreate another trauma. And it's like a habitual pattern that's been coded.
Yes.
And the only way to break that pattern is to really let it happen. And I say this because what we do is what we do. And those of us who tend to be very, very artistic and that often are drawn to this kind of work, and I'm not making this as a blanket statement, but what I often see is that we have these great ideas. We even will get them to right to the edge. If we just take that very last step, it could open up multitudes of doors for that financial freedom that we want or for those connections that we want. But we shut down and we move on to the next thing. And this is a pattern that I see happen a lot among really powerful energy healers. And part of it is because we're in that creation stage, we're in that feeling stage, we get excited, but the completion is scary. The completion is like the death. The completion is like saying, I'm really ready to drop the way I've been so that I can be this new way.
Yes.
Part of this integration is about being able to allow for that to happen because it's essential to be able to move and step into who we're desiring to become.
And in order for us to allow that to occur, we need to tap into and redefine our thoughts around the consciousness and the definition of power and control. It's like tapping into our power, and also there's a consciousness of persecution from globally, cultural, as well as past life cultural. So it's like tapping out that consciousness of persecution and stepping into that fully embodied, powerful presence. And recognizing that the power has nothing to do with having to force anything. It's the tapping into our connection to source, our grounding into earth and source, to allow us to be like the electric rod of Tesla, to tap into that full current of power and not be afraid that we're going to nuke ourselves.
That's why the word resourceful comes into play. We are reconnecting to source and filling ourselves up.
And trusting that we are worthy to be connected and we are able to receive. That's taken me to the third eye. literally seeing like the eye of Horus. And that whole dynamic that you were talking about, being willing to let those parts of ourselves die. So it's interesting. The eye of Horus is showing up in the Egyptian culture. And so needing to tap into the rebirthing process from a more conscious state. Again, with that whole integration of our inner resources. And we're going to use, I feel like we're going to use a simple technique of SB for that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Of what?
SB.
SB, okay.
That means for everybody, take your middle, your index finger, stick it into your mouth, of your roof of your mouth, and take the other index finger of your hand and hold it against your third eye right there where the nose hits the eyebrow. And breathe in and breathe out deeply.
And then at some point, just let go and tap your heart and head.
Can't we also use the temple for that?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
I was just feeling like, I just felt like the bridge of the nose and the roof of the mouth. Okay. Somebody else's turn.
Actually, I'm getting it's Andy's turn.
I thought so, too.
Okay. I got to let go of my SB, so let's see.
I've been discovering more and more that we always, as you guys said, we want to get things done. We want to, you know, release everything and be in a meditative state so we can understand more and get the questions answered that we're looking for. And how often do we go out and seek outside of us the answer and or the enlightenment? You know, we're looking up into this space to find the answers. And what I've been more and more noticing is that when I work with my clients, as well as with myself, I ask my clients to focus within. And once you go truly within, you're not outside of you. You're within yourself. And that is where you find your true self. This is where you find your enlightenment, if you want to say it as such, where you can go beyond the physical sense and go into the spiritual realms, because you're inside of you. The only place where spirituality and enlightenment can happen is not outside of you, it's within yourself. The only reason we see the universe outside of us when you look out is because it is existing within ourselves. So we get lost when we look outside of us to find the answers. So I ask you to go in, especially when you set an intention of releasing something or finding the answer, to open your heart to receive and accept and respect. The places where you find it is inside. And so practice it. Go with it. And sometimes people say, I had this out-of-body experience. It usually happens when trauma happens, like a major accident of some sort. People seem to step out of their body and see themselves laying there and observing the whole thing happening. And to my discovery, I believe it is that the third eye, the intuitiveness, the spiritual vision eye, is basically stepping out of the physical body and looking at the trauma, looking at the situation, what's happening within your body. And so the perception is that we have an out-of-body experience. And this is where we find the answers, inside the body, because when we have a traumatic moment, we go really deep inside to protect ourselves. We go really deep inside to hold everything together and make choices. Except for the third eye, it steps out and says, okay, where are you going? You're going left, you're going right, you're going forward, you're going to die or you're going to live. And once you make that choice, the third eye, the spiritual connection, comes back to you and says, okay. And so that's what feels like an out-of-body experience. Not because you stepped out of your body, because you were actually inside of your body very deeply.
As soon as Debbie started talking about the third eye, the song Hotel California kept going through my head. And even as you were talking, Norman, it was, we are programmed to receive. It was one of the lines from Hotel California. And it's just, and you have to figure out how you're going to receive that information. So, you know, for me, the song's going through my head, and I'm like, okay, why is that song going through my head? You know, so it can be an intuition. It could be an insight. It can also just be, how are you going to receive that information coming in, you know, that's going to say, oh, the aha. You know, it could be a song lyric that pops in your head. It could be something where you just happen to go to some website and click on some link, or the computer glitches out and takes you to the wrong link, and it's exactly the perfect thing that helps you understand something. So, and it always helps to have people that can help guide you, whether it be through sessions or, you know, whether it be just friends you can call and say, hey, I'm having a rough time, and, you know, especially if you have friends that are intuitive, it comes in handy. But it's understanding that, yeah, through your intention, through your heart, it's the information is out there that you need to hear, but you can't necessarily expect it to come from a light from above or from some meditative state. It's coming in all the time, and you have to filter out and figure out what it is, you know, that how you hear it best. And sometimes you do hear it during times of trauma, and you get clarity. But believe me, a lot of my insights in life have come through trauma, but it's not always or traumatic or big bad things supposedly that aren't necessarily bad things, but it's not the best way to do it. It's a very complicated way to do it, and you know, if you like excitement, it's okay. But you know, you can have the easy button too.
Yes.
And just have it come in more easily.
For those of you who don't know from previous sessions, tap into the easy button when things become difficult. Just press it. That was easy.
It doesn't always have to be hard. We often make it hard, and I myself included. But.
Yeah.
Again, if you go inside, it makes it easier, because on the outside you get lost. It's easier to get lost in the infinite space that we're living in. But confined space that we have, where our soul resides, is where we're able to navigate it and able to see more, because it is your body. It is what we choose to live in.
Okay, and I'm feeling some frustration and anger building up right now. I don't know where it's coming from, because it's all, what I'm also feeling is I'm hearing the question of, it's not always so easy to go inside.
True.
So there is, you often need an outside reference to help remind you of the pathways, because sometimes we're so congested with the old habits, or we're so roadblocked by old patterns of and memories, that we sometimes need a guide to kind of help us go in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is why we have other healers that we can work with and other mentors, because they can sometimes see for us what we know inside ourselves but have not been able to put into words, or have not been able to clearly see.
Have not been able to access.
Right. And so investing in yourself in that way is essential, so that there's that other person to be a different reflection for you that has different filters and the seeing through different eyes and hearing through different ears.
Yes. That's why we come together in tribes, in groups, and in collectives. And actually, ultimately, what I'm seeing now is the collective of the human species. And we have all these little bubbles of which we are part of, and the more of us that bubble together, the more we influence the collective of which we are part. And many of us, myself included, have tried to not be part of, which has caused me to be disconnected. So it's about helping to gather your inner resources as well as your outer resources. So, and outer resources include other people, other environments, other situations, other tools, if you will, of which body talk is a tool. Energy work of any sort is a tool. It is natural. It is our natural state and our natural ability of which we have forgotten. So it's about remembering ourselves, our soul connection, and often we need outside reminders and guides. Guides. So I feel like what I'm seeing are different pathways being born. Like,
I use music a lot to help me.
Me too.
A lot of times, if I'm feeling stressed, I have certain songs I'll listen to just to process. And I go into process not necessarily wanting clarity or necessarily wanting answers. I just sometimes know that I need that space. It's almost like my meditation space. And just to let stuff process so that I don't mess up. And if there's any insights, great. But if not, just let it be. I mean, you know.
Let it be. Yes.
it's like music and movement are essential. Mm-hmm. For moving that energy through, and knowing that right where you are is perfect.
Exercise would work too if I did it, but I don't. So.
Say that again, Andy.
I said exercise would work if I did it, but I don't. So I have to take what I can do.
Well, and this other thing, too, that's coming up around this is there's this place within all of us that we long to be seen. We long to be connected. And sometimes that's just making a decision and saying yes to yourself.
And I saw the game Hide and Seek.
Well, and because that's what we do.
Yeah.
We say yes, but then we hide. We say yes because I really want to, but if I am seen, what then?
Exactly.
And that's what brings out the hiding. And so that's why we sometimes just have to make a decision and say, hey, I'm along for the ride.
Well, and something else came out of that hide and seek. Not only is that what we do, there was a thread in our consciousness that says we want to be seen, but we hide because we actually want to be valued enough for someone to seek us out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our soul actually saying, hey, see me.
Yes.
So. I feel like sacred geometry just kind of came in and moved something around. A spiral.
Yes, and there's this other piece that's coming up around what you were saying, Debbie, about we want to be seen, but we also want to be valued enough for someone to seek us out. When you think about it, though, in playing hide and seek, when it gets dark, do we make it so difficult to be found?
Say that again.
In playing hide and seek as kids,
mm-hmm.
When it got dark, we didn't make it so difficult to be found.
No, because we didn't like being alone in the dark.
Right. And that is actually where we need to come more into, is not making it so difficult to be found.
Yes. Thank you.
So that we can, so that those that are, because there are those that are seeking us. But if we're hiding so deeply, we make it so difficult for them to find us.
Is everybody hearing that? Because this is a very profound statement here.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to make ourselves available to be found through conversation, through speaking, through writing. However that is for you, we have to make, and this is for all of us on this call.
Yes.
We have to make ourselves available to be found.
And we have to recognize that it's important. Not only are we worthy, it's essential that we are found, because as I was told by a business coach once, there are people out there who can only hear what they need to hear through you. So that goes for everybody on the call. And that doesn't even mean in business relations. That means in life relations. There might be somebody you pass in the street or somebody you sit beside on an airplane. They just need to be seen and acknowledged by you, and vice versa. So it's really about stepping into your own powers, your own strength, your own willingness to be seen.
And this is really key, and I'm going to bring in something really personal here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like this is very, very important.
Go for it. That's what this is about, my dear.
And this is part of tonight for each one of us.
And just so you know, I'm going to add that too. Transparency is important.
Yes, it is.
Go for it.
And so some of you know and some of you don't know that my dad died very suddenly this week. And since Thursday when he died, we have had, and this is no joke, thousands, more than we can count, of people, emails, phone calls, Facebook messages, of people whose lives he touched.
Beautiful.
And his prayer every morning, we were talking about this just today, his prayer every morning was, God, today, let me be available to connect with those individuals who will allow you to be seen in me and that I can serve in their best interest and allow them to know themselves more because of you.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
His prayer was to allow himself to be seen, so he could connect and have the words. And he always prayed, may I have the eyes to see and to look into the eyes of those who you are here for me to serve. May their eyes be opened to see me as well. May my words be what you want me to speak, and may their ears be completely available to hear your message. And that's available for each one of us.
That's beautiful. Well, can I ask you, would you be willing to put that on the site as well?
Yes.
On the page as well? Thank you.
And if we can step into that place of allowing ourselves to be seen, so that those that are seeking us out can find us. And letting that be our mantra, our prayer, however it is that you want to say it, that allows Source to bring that to you. Because you are saying yes to being seen. You get to choose.
Thank you, Teresa.
That same number of people are waiting for us to say yes to being seen.
And there is no shortage.
There's none.
There is no shortage. So let's tap into a collective consciousness of prosperity and fruitfulness. I like to say prosperity instead of abundance because you can have an abundance of woes as well. So I tap into prosperity. And let's link that to everybody's heart and mind and do an integration of that to the soul. I seem to be holding the third eye and the heart right now and breathing into that.
That's the eye of the heart.
Mm-hmm. I tell everybody that so you can do that as well. I'm sorry I'm laughing, but Andy, like you, I use music too, and music uses me actually. Songs just pop into my head, and as I was tapping my third eye, or holding my third eye in my heart, the song Purple Rain started going through my head.
Interesting.
I know, I thought so too. I'm like, really?
Yeah, music often shows up for me as well. For meaning.
I don't even know the words to that song, but I think it's a very woeful song. So I feel like it's kind of integrating that. To open up the channels for prosperity and light. Oh, lightness, for lightness. Oh, and purple, third eye. Actually, that's more the crown, but still. It's raining down through the crown.
It's clearing your third eye and your heart with the color of light violet.
Yes.
Using the clearing of the rain, happens to be purple.
The violet transmuting flame.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't getting the song. It was the yeah.
Yeah, well, my intuition likes to make things a little interesting.
I mean, I love that song too, so you're not going to get any complaints from me, but it's on my playlist, but
anybody feeling their spleen right now?
I am.
Yeah, we need to tap into that cleansing of the spleen and that nourishing principle. And let's tap into the ability to let go, the ability to be nurtured, the ability to, it's also tapping into the cycles and rhythms of our bodies and reconnecting us to, interesting, because we just did the clock back, for those of us who follow that idiotic rule. I don't have any personal opinion about that. It's idiotic, but okay. So it feels like it's interesting because we're tapping into that spleen energy and the cycles and rhythms of the body and like tapping us, reconnecting us back to our source and to our soul and to those cycles and rhythms that are the earth, that are the earth in us, that are the sight, the stars and the zodiac and the sun and the moon in us, all of it, just integrating it into our bodies.
It's already ever so present.
It's just realigning us and helping to bring us back into harmony. When I say back into harmony, it's in harmony with that natural essence of not the old familiar pattern.
And that cycle or that rhythm, you know, balancing to the rhythms of life, you know, in the rhythms of life, there is always that time for germination, planting the seed, the germination, the growth, the blooming, and then the shedding, and then the dying, to then replant and restore and renew.
Nice.
Which is the cycle that we often resist. And that brings us full back circle to linking into balancing out the cycle so that we can shed and die to the old ways and say yes to ourselves and let ourselves be available to be seen by those that are seeking us.
And sorry, I just got another song. I got the rhythm in me. And And I got a clear message from that. It's like, okay, so the shedding and this dying is absolutely essential, and yet there needs to be a playfulness integrated into ourselves.
Birth.
Yes.
Around that. It's like we take ourselves way too seriously, and it's time to tap into the levity of our souls.
And that's why that movement is so essential, because it allows for that lightness. And it allows for that playfulness.
I love it.
Because we can't bring in that playfulness and aliveness if we're just being still.
Yeah, that's that whirling vortex energy that I just saw come in earlier, that spiral.
Mm-hmm.
And coyote trickster energy just came in. And I'm moving in my chair. I feel a still point coming on.
Being okay with what is, even if you may have a preference for things to be different.
Thank you. And just before you said that, so-and-so popped up.
What did?
So-and-so. Susan's, our bird friends in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
When I said, I feel a still point coming on, it was like so-and-so popped up. And it's about vision. He's showing me flying. Oh. It's like flying, kind of like Norman was describing earlier with the third eye when it leaves the body. It's like having an overview of our life in a way that allows us to be totally anchored and grounded into our bodies, but being able to fly overhead and have a higher vision, which allows us to be more light, more open, clearer, and less stressed. And this is bringing me to somebody's request. Several people actually were having challenges with sleeping. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I'm feeling is like a total, I mean, there's all these energy we're being bombarded with coming through now. We're being downloaded perpetually. And it feels like our nervous systems are having a hard time adjusting to it and downloading it. So we're just with that.
I'm getting a shield. I mean, for me, I know because I spend a lot more time on a computer with my new job. And, you know, with everybody on phones and everybody on, you know, various electronic media, even if you don't count the electronics coming in from without, it's just, that's a lot of the insomnia. It's just messing with your, you know, brain, so, and your sleep centers. So kind of creating, kind of getting back into, you were talking about the rhythm, so, you know, getting back into that circadian rhythm and you know, getting onto a sleep cycle and getting onto a wake cycle and getting, and not having it be disrupted by all this external stuff. Sort of a strengthening of the Wei Qi, I guess. Working with gallbladder meridian,
mm-hmm.
lung meridian. But anchor it in the pericardium. Actually anchored in the pericardium and in the Wei Qi, so it's anchoring both places, one to protect the heart and one to protect the rest of us, or, you know, including the heart. Quiet. That feels pretty complete. I don't know, but anybody else? I'm getting fade to black.
Hey, everybody.
Anybody getting anything else?
Everybody there?
Yep.
I kept thinking I was getting cut off, that we'd gotten cut off, or that I'd gotten cut off, because it got so quiet.
Yeah, I got cut off, and then I couldn't get back on, so.
Oh, that's fine.
Apparently, when Ganesha came in, it just removed all obstacles and cut me off. So I don't know how much of that's recorded. I imagine it can't keep recording me if I'm not on there. So, so I don't know what you guys said before, but Teresa, I would love your recording.
Awesome to see you.
No,
so there's a reason it was so quiet.
Well, it's funny because Andy said it, that feels complete, and I was like, yeah, it does, and that's totally
okay.
Right,
perfect.
Out.
That's great. So Ganesha decided for us. Click.
Did you get the shield part?
No, I didn't get the shield part, so please reiterate that.
Okay. There was a shield that came in In the Wei Qi, protective energy around the body, also anchored in the pericardium, protective energy around the heart, to decrease decrease all of the bombardment we get from our own electronic devices and computers and phones, but also just all of the electromagnetic from everywhere else, all the interference. So,
thank you.
Hmm.
That's perfect. I guess that's the perfect way to end.
It disrupts sleep. It disrupts sleep. It disrupts everything. It just, it basically muddies the mind, and then you can't really hear the heart as well, or perceive the heart, the wisdom in the heart, because your brain is just getting constantly overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's like that static electricity, like, that goes on even at night as we sleep, so it's like the nervous system is not resting.
Yep.
Anything else? Okay. I'm going to unmute everybody.
Thank you all so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Teresa.
This recording will be available to all of you on the website, newmoonsession.com, in the next few hours, if not by tomorrow morning. If you'd like to share it with anybody and or just re-listen to it if you like.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you. Wonderful session.
Thank you all.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Debbie.
Bye.
Bye. Norman and I both went, Thanksgiving? Wait.
That's funny.